So, Bill, you know, yesterday I went to this Barack Obama rally. I'm doing a story for NBC News. And thousands of people packed this college gym.
And it should be noted, this was within, what, 12 or 18 hours of what was perceived to be this huge disappointment in New Hampshire. So it's interesting that it would be so crowded despite what was a negative night for Barack Obama.
Yeah, he addressed it right off the top. He said, my voice is rough, my eyes are blurry, my back is sore, and I could have used a few more points in New Hampshire, but I still have the spirit. And it's hard to have that spirit after that huge win in Iowa to go to New Hampshire and have to come out and say, yeah, I'm number two.
Yeah.
Gary Young has been following the Obama campaign, and he brings a little bit of a different perspective. He's a columnist for The Guardian and The Nation and has written a book about being a black Briton touring the American South, something that he will get another taste of when he travels to South Carolina, a state that has an important primary and a unique challenge for Barack Obama. Hi, Gary.
How you doing, Allison?
I'm doing great. So for a candidate like Barack Obama, African-American, born in the 60s, what challenges face him in a state where you can still see the Confederate flag at the state capitol on the grounds?
Well, I mean, the first thing I think to be clear about with him, which will matter, does matter in South Carolina, is that he's a black American, but he's not an African American. He doesn't carry those slave stories with him. He's not, you know, when Jesse Jackson ran in 88, he'd say, you know, people ask him why I'm running for the White House. Well, let me tell you about the house I was running from in Greenville. He doesn't have those Southern stories or even those African-American stories. Even if you're from the North, you have roots in the South. And that actually is one reason that there might be some ambivalence to him from African-Americans. But there is also the fact that now that he's won in Iowa and lost in New Hampshire, it's an open question. One of the reasons why black voters were reticent about backing him in South Carolina was that they didn't believe that white people would ever support a black person. And now we've seen that they will. Even in New Hampshire, he didn't do that badly. It wasn't he wasn't standing in order to be heard, which you know was the case for most presidential bids, including Jackson's or Sharpton's or Andrew Davis. He's standing to win, and now there's proof that he can win. So after Iowa, the polls in South Carolina, Hillary Clinton's support among African Americans collapsed. It didn't just fall; it completely collapsed. And the challenge for him, now that he's come second in New Hampshire, is to keep that hope alive.
And we should make the point that when you say you're making the differential between African-American and black American, that Barack Obama's father is from Kenya.
He's from Kenya.
As opposed to having grown up within the history and all of the history of black Americans in this country.
In other words, he's first generation.
He's first generation.
First generation. He has slave stories in his past, but they're from his mother, who was white.
Right.
And, it makes a difference. It's not just semantic. I mean, when he's talking, when he was addressing the Democratic Convention in 2004, he said, my father came to America in the late 50s. It was a magical place. Well, most African-Americans who lived here in the late 50s and early 60s didn't think of America as being a magical place. But obviously, if you're an immigrant coming to America, then you do. So in all sorts of ways, these things matter and can play either way. But right now, I think there is just some harsh electoral logic for him, which is South Carolina is the first place where he gets to engage with a large black electorate. It was 1% in New Hampshire. It was 1% in Iowa. In South Carolina, it's 50% of the Democratic base. And if he can win big among African Americans in South Carolina, that means that Super Duper Tuesday, when he's California, New York, and so on, if he can take the black vote, which was a moot point before, then that will remove 20-25% of Hillary Clinton's potential support among the Democratic base, even in these big states where she's well known. And that's a lot of votes to catch up on.
Something I want to talk to you about, there have been some discussions around family tables about Barack Obama's safety. As far back as May, he was placed under Secret Service protection, the earliest ever for a presidential candidate. And I want you to listen to this concern from a South Carolina voter who was interviewed by the New York Times for their website.
I fear that they just would kill him, that he wouldn't even have a chance. That's what I fear about him.
Yeah.
I like his mind and how he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just feel like there's so many people that don't, that just don't agree with him, that would just knock him off the block to get rid of him.
There seems to be a real fear for his safety, for his family's safety. Do you think he's going to ever have to address this fear publicly?
I think it would be unlikely that he would. I mean, it's real. That's why Colin Powell didn't run in 96. His wife wouldn't let him. She wouldn't let him because she said you'd get killed.
Yeah, what Alma says went.
Yeah, well, and what she said related precisely to this point. Mm. I'm sure, you know, around his family table, they did the math. And, I mean, let's face it, it's always a possibility. And when people talk about him having a Bobby Kennedy feel, you do think, well, let's hope not too much. But Obama has this way in dealing with, because this then becomes a race issue.
Right.
It would be killed because he's black. And he has a way of dealing with race in code. So if he does, he never brings it up explicitly. There is this level of plausible deniability between him and many of the white people who support him that this isn't really important. But he evokes it constantly. You know, when he gets up in Ireland and says, they said this day would never come,
everybody knows
he's talking about racial history, not his victory in Iowa.
Gary Young from The Guardian, I'm going to ask you to hang on for a second. Can you hang with us for a minute or two? We want to continue this conversation. We need to take a quick break.
Okay.
Great. We're talking to Gary Young from The Guardian about Barack Obama and what he needs to do in South Carolina. Do stay with us here at the Bryant Park Project. We'll talk a little more to Gary. We'll also discuss the president's trip to Israel. We're back in just about 60 seconds. This is the BPP from NPR News. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart along with Bill Wolf, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Gary Young. He's a columnist for The Guardian and The Nation, and we've been talking about Barack Obama and what he needs to do in South Carolina to retain his momentum. I do want to factor in some of the other candidates here, Gary. John Edwards, he says he's staying in it, but he's not been doing nearly as well as I'm sure he'd hoped, and he's recently sort of tried to ally himself with Barack Obama. How important is John Edwards to Barack Obama's success?
To his eventual success, I think he could be very important. At some stage, I mean, we've seen with Bill Richardson that they say that they're not going to, you know, that they go in the distance and then they do drop out. I'm sure John Edwards will stay in for South Carolina because it's a state he was born in. But Edwards has basically aligned himself with Barack Obama, as you said, which means that when Edwards pulls out, I'm presuming that he will endorse Barack Obama. And that's a sizable number of votes in a fairly slim race. And I think his endorsement would mean something. Many endorsements don't, but I think it would. So I think where John Edwards really comes into play is just after South Carolina. At the moment, it's the star power of Hillary and Obama is just squeezing him out of South Carolina. The fact that he was born there, which meant he won it in 2004, just isn't going to be enough for him now. What Barack Obama has to do in South Carolina is prove that he can take the African-American vote, not just, but overwhelmingly.
Gary Young is a columnist for The Guardian and The Nation. Hey, thanks for sharing your reporting with us, Gary. We
thanks
really appreciate
much.
It.
All the best.